The consultation report on patient Mary Lou Nevins, consultation request by Dr. Sambo, no reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation. History patient is a 84-year-old, recently admitted to hospital with a TIA symptoms period. Patient's echocardiogram showed small AST period. Patient referred me for transesophageal echocardiogram period. Patient also has paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Patient also has history of coronary artery disease and bypass surgery performed in 2010, as well as by a prosthetic aortic valve placed at that time period. Patient referred me for transesophageal echocardiogram to evaluate AST period. Patient has normal left ventricular function period. Current medication, amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. ECETIMBE, 10 milligram daily, levothyroxine, 137 microgram daily, losartan potassium, 100 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram daily, propranolol, 25 milligram two times daily, sertraline, topiramate, aspirin, potassium, LQS period, allergies, no non drug allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, dinner, recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, no hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, neurological patient has a recent TIA, on examination, blood pressure, 132 over 80, pulse 70, respiration 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 over 6, systole murmur, head of the external border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal, active, ball sound, extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, number 2, recent TIA, number 3, history of coronary artery disease, bypass surgery, number 4, history of aortic valve replacement, number 6, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, number 7, hypertension. Recommendation, patient has atrial septal defect by echocardiogram or perform a transesophageal echocardiogram to evaluate the size of the ASD period. I will also get start the patient on amiodarone around 200 milligram daily to prevent recurrence of atrial fibrillation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sam Bono. Consultation date is 526-22.